Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now the book of Revelation unveils Jesus's full identity as the Son of God and the prince of the kings of the earth. But so much that we're going to find in the book of Revelation really describes God's war with the devil. That war over the souls of humanity. A recent poll said 6 in 10 Americans believe that the devil is real, and that has really increased because before there were far less who believed that Satan was real. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and 8, the Bible tells us to stay alert, watch out for your enemy, the devil, because he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 4 and 4. In case you doubt the influence of the devil over our world and people. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the gospel. Now, the devil's influence is involved in many of the details in the book of Revelation. The title of our message today is The Devil is in the Details. But God is going to ultimately judge the devil at the end of this book. Jesus gave the Apostle John a vision while on the Isle of Patmos. He had been arrested and put there for his witness of the gospel. Of course, Satan was behind that because the devil fights everyone who witnesses God's truth about salvation. Jesus gave John a message for the church about the end times and what to expect. So in Revelation chapter 1 and 4, it says, this letter is from John to the 7 churches in the province of Asia. Grace and peace be to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still coming, and from the 7-fold spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ. He is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of the earth. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. This book of Revelation focuses on the second coming of Jesus Christ. It focuses on his victory over those who reject him. And it talks about the establishment of his kingdom on the earth. That's right. Jesus Christ will return and establish his kingdom on the earth. And he'll be ruling right from Jerusalem. That is why we have so many problems in that area of the world. It's not about the Palestinians and it's not about the Jews. It's about Jesus. It's about God's headquarters on earth. The devil has been trying and trying throughout history to stop that from happening. And we're just seeing the battle fought in real time during the time in which we live. Now, as we've already seen in this series, the return of Jesus Christ is perhaps sooner than we think. Revelation chapter 1 and 7, it says, behold, he is coming with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him. And all of the nations of the world will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. That means let it be. Now, this is interesting and an interesting thought. Those who reject Christ will one day realize that he's God. They will bow their knee to him and declare that he is Lord. Listen to what it says in Romans 14 and 12, 11 and 12. It says, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me and every tongue will confess and give praise to God." Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. Now, the nations of the world will mourn because they rejected Jesus Christ. Now they're going to suffer the eternal consequences for their unbelief. One of the most important things for you to understand about Jesus Christ and his coming is that he came to save the world. Because of sin that came into our world through Adam and Eve, their disobedience to God in the garden. Somebody's saying, oh, there he goes to that fairy tale. That is no fairy tale. This is truth. Because they disobeyed God, sin came into the world. God had warned Adam and he'd warned them that the day you eat of that tree, you will die. They disobeyed God because of Satan's temptation. They believed the devil over God. And as a result, humanity was stamped with the DNA of sin within us from our forefathers or our parents. And that has led to sin in our society, sin in our world ever since. At that time, Jesus had already been alive because Jesus has always been there with God the Father. That's important for us to understand because some people look at Christ and say, well, he just showed up. He was born in the Virgin Mary and so when he died on the cross, there are all kinds of theories about that. Folks, listen. Before Jesus came to earth and was born of the Virgin Mary, he always lived because he's God. Don't get that confused. Jesus Christ is not like the other religious founders. He is actually God. He is eternal. Now, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, sin was released into the DNA of all humanity. Jesus Christ was born into this world through a virgin. It was supernatural. The Bible says the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, who was a virgin. And the Christ was born through her. The Bible says it this way, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. He who believes in Christ has everlasting life, but he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God continues to abide upon them because of sin." Now, this message that Jesus gave to the church reveals seven methods of attack by Satan himself. Revelation shows the spiritual warfare that we face today. Actually started between God and Satan in heaven. Jesus gave the church strategies today how to defeat the devil. In Revelation chapter 12 and 7, it says that there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And the devil lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven. And this great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all of his angels. As I said, spiritual warfare began in heaven. and it will continue on earth until the devil is judged and placed in the lake of fire. Now, in verse 11, it talks about how the children of God defeated Satan's attack. It says they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and because of the word of their testimony. They did not love their life even to death, and many have lost their lives, and many will still lose their lives for the testimony of Jesus Christ and their witness. It goes on to say, therefore rejoice, heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has come down to you having great wrath, knowing that he has but a short time left. This morning I'm talking to you about the book of Revelation, but I want to say that there is actually a spiritual battle that is taking place. And the book of Revelation, we're seeing it being played out. But when we begin to read it and understand that it's about the spiritual warfare that's going on, then becomes clearer in our minds as we begin to hear Jesus talking to the church about spiritual warfare against them and about the strategies of the devil, wherein he comes to try to tempt us, and he comes to try to take away our faith. Many times we don't understand what's happening in our lives. Many times we don't discern that the things, the temptations, and the things that are happening are really to discourage us from following the Lord. The temptations, the decisions that we make are really strategically there, placed opportunities by the enemy himself to get us to turn away from God, to turn away from our faith, to ultimately get us to hell.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I've been talking a lot about the devil, but I want to give you the good news right now. You have power over the devil. Look at the person next to you and say, Jesus gave you power over the devil. You got to be aware of that. And listen to what it says in Luke chapter 10 and 19. I've given you authority over all of the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions. Of course, snakes represent the devil himself, scorpions, evil spirits, and crush them. Nothing will injure you. Folks, you need to understand that Jesus Christ has given you the authority of his name to defeat the attacks of the enemy in your life. Use it. I said, use it. It is not the power and the authority in your name, but the power and the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus Christ has been given a name over all principalities and all powers and all peoples, not only today, but in the world to come as well. Use that name. When you feel something happening to you, and you feel the devil is attacking you or some circumstances coming against you, you should say, in the name of Jesus, I stop this right now. The devil is behind so much of the evil and the things that happen. You can say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. Stop it now. In Jesus' name, by the authority in the name of Jesus, you will stop this right now. Now, I have to tell you, God, the Holy Spirit, has authority over this message. A lot of this message I didn't write. A lot of this message I'm sharing with you right now, it is not on my page. God is doing something sovereignly here today. He's taking me all over the place. I know that there are a lot of people who are listening to this and seeing this, and God is taking bits and pieces out to talk to people specifically. So if it doesn't really connect where you are, it will reconnect somewhere along the line. Don't worry about it. It's more important that people hear what they need to hear right now. Look at the person next to you and say, God is talking to people, and he's using the pastor. Don't worry about the flow. Just keep listening. Now, let me say this to you. Prayer will change events in heaven and on earth. Can you say that? My prayers change the events on earth and in heaven. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise. Because it's true. Your prayers do that. However, there is coming a time very soon where Satan will take over the world by empowering a global leader referred in the Bible as the Antichrist. Have you ever heard of him? Now, this is going to happen during the tribulation period, and the tribulation period can happen very soon. Jesus calls it the worst time in history on planet Earth. Now, the difference between the tribulation and now is that this man of sin, the Antichrist, and the devil himself will have power to make war against the church, God's people, and win. Revelation chapter 13 and 7, it says he was allowed to make war against God's holy people and to conquer them. It was also given to him authority over every tribe, every people, every language, and every nation. And everyone living on earth will worship him. Everyone whose name is not written in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb who was slain before the foundations of the world. What I just told you is that during the tribulation period, Satan will give the Antichrist power to persecute and to destroy the church of Jesus Christ. Look at the person next to you and say, I'm not going through the tribulation. Okay, we're going to get to that. Stay tuned every week because we're going to be discussing the tribulation. You do not want to miss it. Today, again, we're talking about the messages that Jesus is giving to us to be aware of Satan's strategies against us. Jesus warns us of Satan's first strategy when he addresses the church in Ephesus. And this is in Revelation chapter 2 and 4. He says, I have this against you that you no longer love me as you did at first. Number one, Satan tempts us to leave our first love relationship with God and Christ. That is an attack of the devil. Don't think, well, I'm just getting so busy now. And, you know, I was really into church. I'm not really into it anymore as I used to be. Still believe in God, still believe in Jesus, but I'm just not like, you know what I mean? Like really connected like I was. That's an attack against you by Satan himself. Jesus spoke about that in the book of Revelation. He said, be mindful of this. Pay attention to this. And remember that you have fallen from a great height, and I want you to repent at once and make things right with me. Look at the person next to you and say, with God, your relationship, your love relationship really counts. So stay loving God faithfully. Number two, Satan's second attack against the church is persecution. The church in Smyrna was a persecuted church. Jesus said in Revelation 2 and 10, do not fear any of those things that you're about to suffer. People are suffering today all around the world. Christians are the most persecuted people on the face of the earth. Over 100,000 Christians die every year for their faith. Did you hear what I said? It's not on CNN or anybody's end. But God is aware of it, folks. We need to be aware of it. Here, the church in Smyrna was told by Jesus, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Folks, listen, the devil is not playing. If he could, he'd kill us all in here. But he can't. Praise the Lord. We have power. We have the angels of God. This is not the tribulation period. Death is not the end of life, but it's a new eternal beginning for Christians in heaven. Somebody say amen. Now, Satan's third method of attack is to tempt us to compromise. And here we are right in our culture today. What is politically correct? It's called compromise. Jesus says this is an attack from Satan himself. All this political correctness. Now listen to what it says in Revelation chapter 2 and 12. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Pergamum. This is the message from the one with the two-edged sharp sword. Jesus is talking about himself. He starts off by saying to them, I know that you live in the city where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain loyal to me. You refuse to deny me, even when Antipas, my faithful witness, was martyred. But I have these few complaints against you, because you tolerate some among you who is teaching like that of Balaam, who showed Balak how to trip up the people of Israel. He taught them to sin by eating food offered to idols and by committing sexual sin. Verse 15, and in a similar way, you have some Nicolaitans among you who follow the same teaching. Now, both of these things that Jesus spoke about was about the behavior that was happening in the church. People were compromising their faith. They were compromising the word of God to be politically correct. The church in Pergamum was pressed to extend tolerance to all religious groups. Satan's method of attack was to unite the church with the state. And as a result, they followed the pagan practices. Some of the church were sexually immoral and ate food sacrificed to false religions. And this was known as the doctrine of Balaam. Jesus also spoke against the practice of the Nicolaitans. What they did was they established an ecclesiastical hierarchy over the church to direct it. This was not the way the New Testament church guidelines were for appointing spiritual leadership in the church. This doctrine allowed a person to have a theological position to dominate believers in the church.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. The title of the message for today is The Devil is in the Details, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, I thank you for these faithful listeners. Your word says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver and honor him. Father, I pray that you would deliver all those who need deliverance today in every area of their lives. We trust you today, Lord, to make a way for us. Father, you see the time in which we live. You see the difficulties in which we encounter. And we just thank you today because you are near to all those that call upon you, to all those who call upon you in truth. And so, Lord, we come through the precious name of your Son, Jesus, asking you to intervene on our behalf. We rebuke sickness, disease, pain. We come against anything opposing us and coming against us. We thank you for divine intervention and deliverance today. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.